asleep? Are you asleep? You don't feel like you're asleep. Nudge, nudge, nudge. I see you trying to ignore me. But I'm so cute. How could you ignore me? This does not make sense. Make it make sense. You are not asleep. You are just hoping I'll go back to sleep. The probability is not a high one. What are we gonna do? But trying to go back to sleep naturally requires discipline and mental blah blah blah, and I don't want to. I want a quick and easy fix or nothing, Buster. Don't you know me at all? But the price for me being so cute is that I'm lazy. I'm a lazy little chubby unit cat. The chubbiest little tabby cat who's so adorable but incapable. Thank you, that's nice. Three ain't bad. Really, do you need me to be capable? No. Do you need me to be cute? Yes. I love that you're a realist. Some people have such unrealistic expectations for their partners. But not you. You appreciate me for what I am. A clingy, needy baby who is very lazy, but I got dimples. Wee-wee. What are we going to do? Yes, we come as a pair. You said we were a team. No, please. Help me, I'm feeble. But I'm giving you forehead kisses, you can't say no. It is the unwritten rule. Please. Please. Puzzle, 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 puzzle. Very serious. I don't joke about needing you. But right now, I really require it. Yay. The eyes are open. I gotcha. Hello. I know. I'm very annoying, but I love you. It's not a bad trade deal. No. We are business guys doing business. So, comrade, business bud. Oh, I couldn't get back to sleep. But that all requires effort. Meditation, counting sheep, doing things with my body. Does you even know me? Yes, you do. Makes the serious suggestions. Or there might be a murder. Your sanity and will to live. Are you so happy you're with me? Besides waking you up at 3 a.m. Eat. Would you care to join me? I'll give you a clue. What's thick and fluffy and always leaves you happy? Close. Pancakes. Stacks on stacks of pancakes. Do you dare? Please tell me we have the things. Flour. Eggs. Milk. And syrup. Thank the Lord. It's always when you want something and you don't have that last ingredient and you're like, fuck my life. Kill me. You ever notice that? Like, people can go through unimaginable trauma and they're like, yeah, fine. But those same people with mild inconvenience are like, fuck my life! How can I kill myself? And then everybody else. Ha ha. It's a pancake time. With the flour and the eggs. And then some milk. And whisper. I may not know how to make much, but I do know how to make pancakes. It's what I survived on during college. That's why I have a thick booty. And a chubby little tummy. You only have an extra pancake for that. Nepotism. Well, nepotism, sexual harassment, me. Oh, I fully expect you to grab my boobs after this. I'm just following a formula. Well, every time I feed you and make you laugh, you just can't help but touch me. It's a pattern we just seem to fall into. Could you pass me plates, please? Thank you. Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? Who cares for what you've got if you're not having any fun? Pancakes and a show. And a flip. She did. She shouldn't be this proud, but she is. Thank you very much. Hold out your plate. I'm sorry, but that's the best thing I've ever done in my life. Voila. For you. See, aren't you glad I woke you up? Well, is an animal? Many more will just have to come your way then. Triumphant warrior who has conquered her stack of pancakes. Aw, babe, don't feel bad. I'm used to eating more than you. Feel the belly. Feel it. It's so full. It's so satisfied. I'm ready for the Bedfordshire. Are you using my belly as a bongo drum? No, I approve. Continue. Maybe if somehow I could make my way upstairs and flop into her comfy bed somehow, some way. I could find a way to fall asleep. But there's one problem. How am I supposed to make it upstairs? I have been weighed down by carbs and sugar and butter and fat. I just don't know if I have the strength. Why does the Lord give me his toughest bells? And he knows I'm just a little bitty, itty, chubby, catty little what a baby. Doesn't he? I mean, why else would he make me so cute? Money made you so strong and capable. It's like the stars align. And yes, that is my very subtle way of saying, please carry me upstairs. Please. Oh, please. Oh, but I'm so pitiable. Look at me. Look how I induce your pity, please. God never instructed me to use my powers for good. He simply gave them to me and the free will to do what I want. And if coercion and manipulation are in my arsenal, then we cannot help the powers that be. We just have to play our cards right. My cards are saying, just a little baby. I was born a girl. I identify as a girl. But according to you, it's just a baby. Well, baby or nuisance, take your pick. Yes, please, and thank you. Oh, goodness. You are strong. You are the strongest little thing. Great success. I am pain in your asshole. It's sad, but true. But I'm bribing you on pancakes, so what can you do with a drunken sailor? Except come with some financial understanding. Well, it works for us. You tolerate me, and I give you access to titties. And pancakes, of course. Speaking of the former, if you feel like giving them a gentle little massage as we drift off, like over me. Just say something. I appreciate you. Your smell, your hair. The way that I don't feel like I'm actually annoying when I'm with you. I mean, I know I am, but I don't feel it. Thank you. Boob group.